This is Ozarks at Large. Last Friday, the Arkansas Press Association hosted three debates at its 2014 Super Convention in Hot Springs. The early afternoon session featured Arkansas's four gubernatorial candidates: Republican Asa Hutchinson, Democrat Mike Ross, Libertarian Frank Gilbert, and Green Party candidate Josh Drake. All four candidates fielded a number of questions, including one regarding the state's expansion of Medicaid, known as the private option. Republican Asa Hutchinson questioned how the state is going to afford the private option in the long term.
Right now, we're seeing that the average premium, you read in the paper today, I believe it is higher than what was expected, which means we're violating our federal waiver, which means we have to get another waiver. Are we going to be stuck with that cost? We're obviously going to be picking up 10% of this expansion cost down the road. We also want to look at whether it's obviously doing a great job for our rural hospitals. We're very pleased with that. But how about the other aspects of it? Are we getting it to the right people? Is it accomplishing the objectives of the plan? I want to work with the legislature to make the right judgment in the future in terms of its cost, its affordability, accomplishing the purpose, and make the adjustments that might be needed. And one principle I have is make sure that our programs are incentive for people to work versus an incentive for people not to work.
Libertarian Frank Gilbert took a similar stance. Gilbert told audience members to vote for him if they wanted to vote for someone who unequivocally opposes the private option.
The private option is the only portion, as Asa said, of the mess called the Affordable Care Act that the state of Arkansas had any control over. And a newly minted Republican legislature, for the first time since the Yankee troops went north, came to power and voted to expand Medicare to force more people onto a large government program and to spend tax dollars as foolishly as we've seen it done in our lifetimes. The private option is a terrible idea tacked on to a disgusting idea. I would just do anything that the governor of Arkansas can to get the state of Arkansas out of this coalition with the government in Washington.
Mike Ross said he was one of three Democrats who voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act. He noted that he thought the plan had good parts and bad parts, but he always believed Medicaid expansion was one of the good parts of the Affordable Care Act.
One of the reasons I voted against the Affordable Care Act is it did cut Medicare reimbursement rates to hospitals. It did. But they said they're going to make them whole again, sort of, with this Medicaid expansion because they're going to start getting paid to treat people they were treating for free and writing off. That's why every hospital in Arkansas overwhelmingly supports the private option. States that are refusing to do it, that are turning away these federal dollars, which are your tax dollars, we're already seeing rural hospitals begin to close. Secondly, what we did here was so novel, it was bipartisan, it was market-based, it was so creative, so innovative, that we had to go to the federal government and get a waiver to be able to implement it. That's how far removed it is from the Affordable Care Act. Finally, let me tell you who we're talking about. We're not talking about people that don't want to work. They already get Medicaid. They're on traditional Medicaid. It's the people that's trying to do the right thing. Asa wants to know, we're giving it to the right people? Yes, we are. We're giving it to the people that are trying to do the right thing and stay off welfare, but they're working the jobs with no benefits. It's the right thing to do. It's fiscally responsible. It makes sense. I would have voted for it. I would have signed it. And as governor, I'll protect the funding for the Medicaid private option.
Green Party candidate Josh Drake said civilized and successful nations have universal health care, which is what he believes the United States should have.
The Supreme Court said this bill is unconstitutional in this one area, and so the states now have this option. It's absolutely lunacy to consider not taking the money from the states, because it will close down all your hospitals. Look at all these southern states that have turned the money away. They're all finally slowly figuring this out, and it wouldn't make sense for Arkansas at the time all the other states are finally figuring out that they can't live without it, suddenly we turn it away. It just doesn't make sense. It's part of that Medicaid dollars is that there's no way to recover that money. The legislation, when it was written in Washington, it replaced this money. You weren't supposed to have that. There wasn't supposed to be a private option. Now, whether or not you call it a private option or whether or not you just accept the federal dollars as they should be is something you can debate. I think we need to get the insurance companies out of the medical business. I think we can save a lot of money if our insurance premiums aren't going to pay insurance executives. They're going to provide medical care. That's why I support universal health care. And so I think we cannot live without the private option. And in addition to all that, it's the humane thing to do. It's hardworking people who need health care.
All four candidates made those remarks during a debate in Hot Springs last Friday afternoon. The event, which was hosted by the Arkansas Press Association, was streamed live online. KATV Channel 7 in the Central Arkansas market, as well as KHBS KHOG Channel 4029 in the Northwest Arkansas and River Valley markets, will live stream a debate between Democrat Mike Ross and Republican Asa Hutchinson October 7th. Both stations will also air the debate, which will take place at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. This is Ozarks at Large.